So glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
It's a simple word, but I believe it's going to help somebody. Really, I've just come by to prophesy to somebody, to testify to somebody. Now, I know when I say prophesy, people get nervous. Oh, good Lord, what is it? No, prophesy is just saying those things that God has said that are in the future. See, there are folks in this place right now who don't have victory as you see it. Now, notice I said as you see it. You have victory because if you got Jesus, you have victory. If you have Jesus, you've got victory. He said, because my victory overcomes the world. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you've got victory today. So go with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. Amen. You know, when you are somebody like me, please don't try to be, because it is exhausting being me. Because I have ADD, DDDD, DD, NHD. And so somebody, I don't know who, I'm not accusing nobody. Look at your neighbor and say, he ain't accusing nobody. But somebody has went in that room and left that curtain cracked. And the light is on. And every time I look over there, I see that crack. Could somebody, thank you, Bonnie Jean, help a brother out? Whew, I feel so much better. I wish I could be that way about stuff that really matters. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse the older I get. I was at a church the other day trying to worship, and there was a piece of paper on the floor, and I was like, glory to God. Amen. Pastors, your car must be... No, it's not. It's not. I try to keep it clean, but it ain't that way. It's just certain things just get me. Just get me. I don't know. It's okay, right? It's all right for stuff to want that you want to look nice in the house of God, right? And I think it's all right that, you know, that if I look over there, I don't see that door slightly cracked. You know, we have a rule around here. It ain't always followed. If you use it, put it back. If you open it, close it. But anyway, let me move on before I get in trouble. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Here's what it says. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and who formed you, O Israel. Fear not. Just take a moment right there. Fear not. Fear not. Girl, the world's going crazy, hasn't it? What's the word today, Pastor? Fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. I am redeeming you. I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters. I want you to notice. I want you to underline in your Bible. When and through. When you pass through the waters. Underline this next phrase. I will be with you. And through, underline through, the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through, underline through, the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. When you go through, I want to preach on the subject today. The way out is through. the way out is through. Father, bless the reading of your word. May it come alive in our spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, musicians. The way out is through. How many wish that the way out was just abracadabra? I wish the way out was happy birthday. I wish the way out you could pinpoint on a calendar and say, on this day, I'm coming out. On this day, my trial will be over. On this day, my spouse is going to act right. On this day, if you just had a date, it would help you. But there are so many people dealing with stuff today, and I'm sure you wish you knew a shortcut, but let me tell you and let you in on a little secret that the shortest way through whatever situation that you're in is through. The shortest distance is going through whatever it is you're in. What I've learned is most people that find a shortcut usually short circuit. Because you found a way that was not what God wanted you to go through. Wait a minute, Pastor, God wanted me to go through what I'm going through? Maybe. But then maybe, I know we don't want to hear this, but I'm already feeling a little anyway. But maybe it was just your dumb decision. But here's the good news. Whether you got there because God's taken you there, or whether you got there because of your dumb decision, you need to look unto God, the author and the finisher of your help. And he says, when you go through the waters, when you pass through the rivers, when you go through the fire, the best way to do it is go through. Get to the other side. It's a longer distance when you have to go around something to get to your destination. The shortcut is going through. The shortest way, though, is not always the easiest way. I didn't say that the way through is easy. No, the way through sometimes is hard. But what is God really saying to us when you pass through the waters? Not if, when. When you pass through the waters. When you pass through things that are deeper than you are. When you pass through things that are deeper than you are, notice the promise that he gives us. I will be with you. So I want you to understand very clearly what God is saying here in a nutshell. Point number one is this, for those of you taking notes. God will never call you to do something that he expects you to do without him. My God, that'll preach right there. He will never ask you to do something that he expects you to do without him. Matter of fact, if you could do it without him, I'm hesitant to say that it was God that told you to do it. He will never ask you or call you to do something. Now, all the way in the back, is that easy to read or do we need to change the colors? A couple of old people say that's good, so I'm going to leave it there. Amen. Well, what you call an old? Older than me is all I know. That's what I'm saying. Just come on. Matter of fact, as of today, I'm married to an older woman. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yes, I like older. Come on, let me move on. God will never call you to do something that he expects you to do without him. He will never ask you to do something. He said, I will be with you. Whatever I've called you to do, whatever I am taking you through, I will be with you. If you get into deep water, he said, I'm going to be there. If you get into hot water, I will be there. And point eight is when, or point, not point eight, point A is when you pass through the waters, I will be there. When, not if you have enough faith or you have less faith. Because we in Christianity sometimes think that stuff happens because of a lack of faith, and it does. But sometimes it happens when you have enough faith, and it still does. then Pastor, what's the good of having faith or have not faith? Because when you have faith, you understand that when you're going through something, it's just something that I'm going through. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not taking up residence here. I'm going through. God is saying, I'm not expecting you to go through deep situations, hot situations, difficult situations without me. Man, if I know I got God. See, there's a couple of times that we were going through some tough times, and I would look at Sherry and go, are we all right? Because I can handle stuff as long as me and you okay. If I know you with me, that I'm not out here by myself, but if I know that we as a team, as partners in life and crime, if I got you, I can take on the world. If I just know, listen, whenever you go through these trials, he said, I will be with you. God says, if you're dealing with abuse, I am with you. Huh. If you're dealing with pain, I am with you. If you're dealing with loss, I am with you. If you're frustrated, am I talking to anybody? If you're just frustrated, I am with you. If you're confused, I am with you. If you're dealing with rejection, I am with you. If you're scared to death, I am with you. I've come by to tell you that God is with you. He's there in the pit. He's there in the trenches. He's there in the foxhole. He is with us. The quickest way to somewhere is through. The quickest way is not just to wait on the sidelines and wait for everything to get better. No, the quickest way is through. The enemy wants you to prolong the process by not going through the pain and the displeasure of now. Did you hear that? He don't want you to go through the pain and the displeasure of now. You know, not too long ago, my good friend over here on the front row had his knee replaced. And I seen him in church, and he was on a cane. I don't see your cane. There it is. He was on his cane. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing pretty good. But I start physical therapy tomorrow. And then on that Wednesday, I saw him, and he was a little sore. I said, how you doing? He go, whoo. Yeah, and every man in this room knows what that means. You ain't got to explain it. You ain't got to give a whole long discourse. He just went, whoo. That means it was tough. It was mean it doesn't feel good. It means I didn't like it. I don't want to be a little pansy, but I did not like it. I don't want to have to go through that. However, if I'm going to get better, I've got to go through. My God, somebody hear me. Because here's the deal, man. Pain is part of the process of healing. You've got to go through it. You've got to have the hard conversation that you didn't want to have. Hey, Pastor, what was that? I was just feeling good, that's why. Some people think that folks who confront folks, that they just like conflict. Let me tell you something. I'm not afraid of conflict, but I don't enjoy conflict. Why? Because I like everybody liking me. Pastor, I can't believe that the way you talk up here in church. I do. I like to be liked. But I understand that not everybody's going to like me, especially when you call them out on their junk. Let me get back here, don't you? So, let's see. Let me read what I got here. If they don't respond, move to the next point. Because you're in their living room, okay? If I got to be in pain, I would rather go through pain now for a short time than keep putting off the pain until tomorrow and run around in confusion in the same old state, belly aching why I'm not any better because I refuse to go through. Absolutely no effort to complain about your situation. Complaining is the language of defeat. Because when you complain, it means that you don't feel like you've got the ability to change anything. So, but you can sure talk about it. You feel like that you don't have any power to change nothing. So the only thing that I can do is talk about it. And so I'm going to talk about it and complain about it and tell folks about it. But don't give me anything or don't give me any steps to get out of where I am. Just lend me your ear so I can complain. Now listen to me. Men, let me help some of you women and men out. We men are fixers by nature. We fix things. And if we can't fix things, because I'm not mechanically, we know guys who fix things. But we fix it. Sometimes I have to ask my wife when she starts telling me about an issue, do you want me to fix it or just listen? Pastor, are you kidding me? No, sometimes we have to be clear. I got to be clear. Because if I start trying to fix it, well, what you need? I didn't ask you what I need to do. I just need somebody to listen to me. Oh, well, that's a whole different situation. Let me put on my other hat. Because I put my cap on. I'm ready to get dirty. Come on, somebody. I was at a restaurant one time. And matter of fact, it was Denny's. And the Lord told me to give the biggest tip I ever give for such poor service. It was like a $10 deal. So, you know, 20%. 20%? I only give God 10%. Shut up. I give 20% when I'm away, usually, if it's decent service. I always give at least 50. But this time, it was like a $10 deal, and the Lord told me to give her a $30 tip. I said, I got a tip for her, all right. And I gave her the $30 tip, and she went away, and then she came back. She said, I've never, since I've been doing this, got a tip like this. I said, honey, do you got a piece of paper and a pencil? Let me tell you how to get a better tip. I'm going to fix her. And I gave her the tip and then some tips of how to get better tips. Here's one. Tell your face you at work with the public. Smile. Anyway, I gave her like four or five things that she wrote down. I don't know if she still uses them or not. I don't know. She might own the company by now. I don't know. But I just know. That's what we do. We fix things. But sometimes we don't want, sometimes our, especially our spouses don't want anything fixed. And listen to me, guys, just because we're dudes doesn't mean that we want to fix, because we want to avoid the hard discussions, the hard talks, the hard conflicts. Yeah. Some of us feel like that we're drowning where we are presently, but God said, I will be with you. I don't know about y'all. I'm glad that God is with me even through my stupidity. So I know y'all don't make some. I know some of y'all do, because I talk to some of y'all. But some people make some stupid decisions. And you know, you ever been around folks who are just tired of your stupidity? Don't look at nobody. Keep your eyes straight up here. Don't look at your spouse. Don't just look straight up here. I'm just tired of you making stupid decisions. And I'm just, are you with him? No, I am not with him. Are you with them? No, I am not. They too stupid to be with me. I ain't with them no more. And people will leave you because of your stupidity. But God said, I am with you. I am with you even when you make stupid decisions. Now, here's point number two. Point number two is this. Get the perspective that God is taking me through the waters. Get the perspective that where I am is not where I'm always going to be. What I'm going through is not where I'm always going to be. It's a bad day when the enemy convinces you that this is it for the rest of your life. This is it for the rest of your life. When you get there, he's got you. When he's got you believing that this is as good as it gets. Let me tell you something. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I'm going through some stuff. And what do you mean, Pastor? I'm just going through some stuff. I know the devil is attacking, but I know that this ain't the best it's got. I've had some great victories. I'm having great victories. And I still know that the best is yet to come because I'm going through just like some of you. I'm not going to stay there. Hey, I'm not going to fight like I'm fighting today, every day of my life. But if I fight today, I'm going to have victory tomorrow, but I know that as long as I live, I'm going to not have to know how to fight. Good preaching, Pastor. You are never going to come out of this trial. This hot water, this fiery trial is what the devil tries to convince you. And if the devil convinces, if the devil or even you convince yourself of this posture that this is the way it is, you're done. I've had marriages say, well, you know, people have told me that marriage is good for a while and then this is just kind of what it settles into. The devil is a liar! That's why God said when you go through, not when you set up residence, not when you get stuck, not when you go through and I, not, but not that you go through and that's where you're going to stay the rest of your life. No, he said, when you go through, I am with you. I am moving you through this thing. But Pastor, I don't feel like I ask you what you feel like. The devil wants you to make you feel like you're stuck. But when you go through, well, I can't see. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. I can't see my way. The good thing is, it ain't you that's having to take you through, it's God. You think the waters will never end. But Matthew 19:16 says, with men, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. See, I can't handle this by myself, but with God, all things are possible. If it had not been for God on my side, how many times have we said that if it had not been for God, I wouldn't have made it through? If it had not been for God, I've been through some things that just, whoop, blindsided you. But by God's help, I made it through. And by God's help, I'm coming through. And by God's help, this stuff ain't just for preachers. This stuff is not just for the super whooper, dopper whooper Christians. It's for us. This ain't for folks on TV. This is for you. I'm walking through it. But the operative word is through. I'm going through. He's not through with me. He's walking me through it. Point number three is this. What is it that you need to go through? Well, if God were to ask me, I would say nothing. Come on. I mean, I know y'all so spiritual. But if God were to ask me, what do I need to go through? I'd say, nothing, Lord. I'm good. You ever been through a season? You're like, oh, God, I hope it don't ever change. I've been through some of them seasons, man. But what you better understand is all seasons change. Like today, it was wonderful waking up, wasn't it? It was wonderful getting up. I mean, my Lord, come on, somebody. We even got an hour extra sleep. Yeah, baby. I still woke up at 4:15. Normally, I get up at 5. At 4:15, I better get on up. Sometimes, God is trying to develop you, and he has to send you through some stuff to help you grow up. He's got to send you through something to help grow you up. At some point in time, listen, when you're two, it's okay to potty in your pants. But when you're 22, it's not as much acceptable. When you get back to 92, it's okay. But at some point in time, man, you got to grow up. And you're not going to go through, you're not going to grow up unless you go through some things. See, here's what the Bible says. In Luke 11:1, I'll be gone by the time you get there, but here's what it said. He said, Lord, the disciples talking to Jesus, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. like John's disciples pray. Now, don't ever ask Jesus to teach you to pray. I want you, you can read it for yourself a little later, but he didn't say, Lord, teach us how to pray. He just said, teach us to pray. Those are two different questions. It's just, it's completely different bias. Teach me how to pray and teach me to pray. Because baby, if you want Jesus to teach you to pray, you welcome him some trials. You welcome him some trouble. Well, I just wish I had a prayer life like so-and-so. Get ready. Get ready, baby. They didn't ask how to pray, but teach us to pray. Because he will introduce all types of stuff into your life to teach you how to pray or teach you to pray. I dare say many of us pray, but being where some of us are, we pray more when we're passing through something than when we're not. Nothing teaches you how to pray like trouble. Man, that's one thing. Listen, I pray every day. Every day I pray. But man, when I'm going through stuff, there's something that changes in my prayer. I'm praying, you know, some of us, Lord, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If pastor should quit before I wake, give me a shake for goodness sake. But that's one way. But man, when you're going through stuff and you're about trying to lose your mind and you don't see no way out, and you know you can't get yourself out. You know there's a different level of prayer. I mean, you be in the name of Jesus. Stuff changes. John 4:4 says, Jesus said, a man must needs go through Samaria. Jesus said, I've got to go through Samaria. There's some things you got to go through. I'm sorry. Well, if you pray hard enough, can't I get away? No. You know what I do when I know I'm in the middle of something, and if I know that whether I put myself there because of my decisions or not, I begin to ask God, Lord, what do I need to learn? Lord, help me to learn what I need to learn, so I ain't got to pass this way again. What do I need to learn? What are you trying to dissolve in me? What are you trying to operate in me? What are you trying to develop in me? What are you trying to do in me? You know, Lord, what are you trying to get out of my life by allowing me to go through this? In those days, the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritans. They were called half-breeds. And Jesus didn't want to go, but it's not the shortest route. The disciples didn't want to go, but Jesus said, I must go through. There are days I don't want to deal with stuff. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You just wake up, don't even want to go to work. Wish you could call in, but you keep hearing the words of the pastor, you better take your behind in. Come on, somebody. Hey, it's even worse when you're the boss. Come on. All you bosses better know what I'm talking about. That's when you got to be self-motivated, right? Because you know you could take off. But you know if you take off, you ain't getting paid. Let me move on. There are days I don't want to deal with people or personalities. There are days I don't want to get up and preach. Oh, Pastor. You know, when I first started driving, man, remember that? Remember? Popeye, you don't remember that day. It's been so long ago. But I remember when I first started driving, and I was at my brother's one day, and my mama said, I'm so tired of driving. And I said, Mama, I can't believe you would say you're tired of driving. I love driving. I wished I could drive all the time. Oh, my God. If you don't want to drive, I will drive. See, I don't understand these new teenagers. You're like, they ain't even teenager no more. 21. You got a license yet? Nope. What? My day I turn, I'm going to take the test. Come on, somebody. I want to drive. But my mama said, I'm tired of driving. But now, Lord Jesus, I remember I was like, oh God, Lord, just open up a door for me to preach. Lord, open up a door. Jesus. And now I'm like, oh Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Especially on Monday. Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus, I done said everything I know on Sunday. I don't even know where else to go, Lord Jesus, Jesus. And some of you young preachers are like, I just wish he'd give me a chance to preach. I would preach. And then some of y'all, they're like, I ain't letting you preach. Especially when I know your life. Let me move on, though. He said, I must go by Samaria. There are days that I don't want to do, but God put a must in our spirit that I must be about my Father's business. I must, the King James Version says, I must needs go through Samaria. You know why? Because it ain't all about you. There's a woman there that's going to spark revival. There's a woman there that needs my touch. There's a woman there that needs my word. There's a woman there I'm going to talk to, and then she's going to change her whole city. I've got to deal with some injustices there. See, sometimes God delivers you from the fiery furnace, and other times God makes you fireproof. There are times, see, you got to understand that God doesn't always deliver you out. Sometimes he delivers you through. And when you go through something, your testimony is greater than if he just delivered you out. When God makes you fireproof, you have to go through the fire that he built you to go through it. Why do I got to go through this? Because God built you to go through it. Because other people would have gone through that and would lose their mind, but you didn't. You made it through. He has given you the shoes to go through it. He's given you the suit to go through it. He came through it and you... Anybody ever come through it and you're like, man, I don't even smell like smoke. Remember the three Hebrew boys? They put them in the fiery furnace. It killed the men that put them in there. But it was so hot. It was so fiery. But the three Hebrew boys walked in and through the fiery furnace. And the only thing that was burned off of them is the things that held them bonded. And then when they came through, they didn't even smell like smoke. What's my next one? Yeah, there it is. It's been a rough week, but I made it. Look at your neighbor. Say, just tell them, say, you look like you've been through it this week. Be careful. I don't want to do marriage counseling. Not today. But you ever felt like that? Everybody else looking good, and you're just like, I'm just glad I made it. Ooh, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord, I don't know if I would have made it. You don't even look like what you've been through. Now, this chicken looked like he'd been through some stuff. Have you ever asked this question? God, I got to hurry. Why me? Well, I got to go through it. Why me, God? Are y'all ready? This is deep. I don't have it wrote down. I don't believe. This is deep. Why me? Because somebody had to go through it. Somebody had to go on record that I made it through and I'm all right. I made it through and I'm stronger. It might as well be me. God has been working on us, and the enemy doesn't want you to know that you were built to go through what you've been through. How many of us look back over our lives and begin to understand, I can't believe I made it through? Is there anybody in the house? I can't believe that I made it through that. I look back over my life and said, man, and you know, have you ever looked back over the stuff that you almost gave up on and then laugh? I can't believe I almost gave up over that. I can't believe that almost took me in. I can't believe that almost made me throw in the towel. Now I laugh at that. I dance on the stuff that used to stop me. Come on, somebody. See, I don't even know how I made it through some things. Anybody ever been this? is where? That you are numb and don't even know how you got through. But it was by God, because he was with you. It had to be God. See, so many folks, the wind of Satan is at your back, blowing your sails in a direction away from God. And as soon as you get saved and turn around, you start having trouble. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Child, I didn't even have no trouble before I got saved. Woo. I give my heart to Jesus, and then my car break down, my hip broke up, and my knee get out of joint. Woo. My spouse start acting wrong, and just when I got saved. Because now you're going against the enemy. You're going against the flesh. You're going against what used to be helping you. Listen, here's what Timothy said. Timothy, or Paul said to Timothy, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He didn't give no false information. You're going to have some hardships. Because if you go through stuff, you better because of it. If you handle it correctly. We've got to grow up. God wants you to be mature. And you can't be mature unless you've been through some things. You can't, listen to me. You can't be mature unless you've been through some stuff. You can't be mature unless you had the option to be immature. You can be mature, or you can't be mature unless you've been through some things. You stay in a marriage, you've had to mature and endure some things. Pastor, I can't believe you talking about First Lady like that. No, I'm talking about her with me. God would not tell us to endure something if he were going to lead us around it. But he said endure it. Endure means to go through. Endure means to go through. You're coming out of it in the name of Jesus, and when you do, it's because you went through. To go through indicates movement. Here's what Webster said. Indicates movement or passage from one end or boundary to another. So when you go through, there is a start and there is a finish. There is a start and there is a finish. But Pastor, I feel like I'm burning. He said, I will be with you. See, if you've never been through something, how are you going to strengthen others when you have never had to endure? I talk about this all the time. When I get marital advice, I don't want to talk to somebody who ain't ever been through no marriage trouble. Well, me and my husband, we ain't never had a cross word. I don't need to talk to you. I need to talk to somebody who said, I almost killed my spouse. Okay, yeah. I need to talk to you. I almost made them gator bait. I need to talk to you. Right? Sometimes you're moving and others, the event or situation is moving. Did you hear that part? Sometimes you're moving and other times the event or the situation is moving, and you just have to outlast it to make it through it. Point number four, and I'm done. Most people, God, I need a little bit of time here. Just play something soft. Not too much. Don't rush me. Most people overestimate the results and underestimate the process. Whew, good God, that's good. You gotta preach, preacher. Shake that bush. All right, I believe I will. We overestimate the results and underestimate the process. And what I mean by that, so many people have no clue as to what it takes to go through something and accomplish something of value. Brother World, how long was you and Sister World married? 2 months short of 64 years. Yeah. may just look at you and Sister World and go, "Well, look at there. How'd they get so lucky?" Well, if you get to talking to each other, especially separately, "Ooh, child, it ain't been no cakewalk." Come on, somebody. "Ooh, child, they had to endure something." But most folks, you see successful people, and you're like, "Well, they got lucky." Well, the harder I work, the luckier I get. The more right decisions I make, the more blessed I become. See, give them my next picture. This is how most people picture success, is on the left. What people think it looks like. Just, "Oh yeah, I started my business and it just..." I have pastors who come here and go, "Ooh, look at y'all. Look at this building. Look at..." No. That's what most people think that success is. But if you look at the right side, all right, well, let's see. Yeah, the right side, that's what it really looks like. Pastor, how does a successful marriage like yours of 34 years in February, how does it happen? By the right side. How does it happen? Well, the Holy Spirit just... No, we had the Holy Spirit. We fought like devils too. It's a straight shot. If you build it, they will come. If you sell it, they will buy it. Ask anybody who made it. And it's not easy. Nobody told you. Some folks were looking for a job but not looking for work. Lord Jesus. Through all that, you think your marriage is the only one that's been zigging and zagging. You think you're the only one in the business that's been zigging and zagging. You think your own health, your own mind. I had somebody tell me not too long ago, "Pastor, I wish I was as strong as you." And I thought, child, if you only knew. I'm on the right side. Sometimes I'm strong and then I take another little jag around and the Lord had to pick me up and I could just... I'm zigging and zagging. But I'm going through. Look at somebody and tell them, "I'm going through it. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up." Paul said to Timothy, "Be strong, my son. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Before Paul told them to endure, he first told them to be strong. And if you're going to endure, you must be strong in Christ. Not in your own strength, but in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus has already given you the resources to endure. I had somebody, it's been about 10 years ago, somebody came up to my wife and goes, "Oh, it must just be awesome to be married to a man like Pastor." And my wife said, "Yeah, sure, right." Zigging, zagging. But here's the deal. Now listen, be strong in the grace. See, God has given Sherry a special grace for Ronnie. I'm for real. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. If you're struggling, say, "Lord, just give me grace for where I am. Give me grace." You ever looked at some folks and go, "Ooh, child, I wouldn't put up with that." Mm-mm. No, sir. "You're not going to talk to me like that. You ain't going to treat me like that." Why? God gave them a grace. You don't have the grace for them or you don't have the grace for it. See, because most people have an iceberg illusion. Give me that next one, Mike. See, what people see is just the 10% on top of the surface, the success. They see the pictures that we show on Facebook. Right? You know, a friend of mine, he's got four grandkids, and they took these pictures, and it was just so beautiful. I was like, my God, that was beautiful. He goes, all right, let me show you how many pictures it took to get that. And he showed me all the other pictures. It was hilarious. Matter of fact, it was Brian Cutshaw. It was hilarious because he had, I'm not exaggerating, probably 54 other pictures of them crying, picking their nose, all the other things that they had to go through to get that. But that's what we see. That's what we see as success. We see, we see the suit. We see them put together. You didn't see them at 12:30 last night crying out to God, saying, I can't do it by myself. See, what people see is just the top 10%. But what they didn't see the risk. They didn't see the hard work. They didn't see the late nights, the struggles, the failures. They didn't see the persistence, the clinicals, the discipline, the exhaustion, the doubts, the code blues, the criticisms. They didn't see the disappointments. They didn't see the sleep deprivation. They didn't see the rejections. They didn't see the sacrifices. They just saw the result. And that's why they overestimate the results and underestimate the process. You see the oak, but you didn't see the nut that just stood its ground through storm, and through situations, and through time. If you will do what others won't do, then God will give you the results that everybody else craves. Did you hear that? Everybody in this room, unless you're a complete idiot, everybody in this room wants success. In whatever area. We want success in our marriage, success in our life, success in our emotions, success in our church, success in our family, business, money, whatever. That's what we want, is the success. But are we willing to do and go through what we must? I'm going to tell you, my spiritual parents said, I'm done. I got to quit. You have to play something a little bit harder now because I got to quit. He just kind of lulled me. I just, whoo. My spiritual parents, Randy and Annette Watson, as I was talking to them and some of the things, here's what I said to God. I said, God, I'm not sure if I'm ready or want to go through what they went through to get there. At least I'm honest. Would you stand with me in this place? Would our spirit life team come forward? The way out is through. The way out is through. Some of us got to be willing to go through some stuff.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.